Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Let's continue our conversation now. We have had a number of discussions, and so did Gugu, on this particular show from every angle about the two-part system. A lot of it in the lead-up to the 1st of September, or the first business day of it, which was the 2nd of September. And having had a couple of days, I guess 9 days, at least 7 working days up until this point, to evaluate and assess the response of retirement fund policyholders, we've heard some disturbing feedback. Some of it was expected. People would probably take a large amount, most likely close to the maximum they could take out of their savings pot, which is about 30,000 Rand, in order to meet current cash demands. Obviously, that is going to translate itself into a decent windfall for SARS, the revenue service, and the tax man. We also have seen that some pension fund administrators have been under pressure by the volume of queries, the volume of query of demands for people's cash. I believe Alex Forbes is looking at something like 1.5 billion rand in the first week up until last Friday. We'll see what the numbers say now. But the very disturbing information that we've heard is that for many savers who have believed that for however many months or years they've worked with their employer, their deduction for pension has actually been deposited into a viable regulated pension fund, they are discovering, unfortunately, that that is not the case. We're speaking today to pension fund adjudicator Mubango Lukaimane, who's going to help us understand a little bit more about the exposure of dodgy employers. Adjudicator, thank you so much, Mubango, for joining us on Kaya Biz. How are you this afternoon? Evening, rather.
I am well, and good evening to you and your listeners.
What is the actual biggest concern here? Is it that these employers never contributed to pension funds, or they fell behind on their contributions? And what's driving the emergence of these dodgy employers?
It is actually both. In certain instances, employers have never registered employees and therefore never paid contributions on their behalf, even though they were deducting such from their salaries. In other instances, an employer might have started off paying and then fell behind and then just stopped paying. In other instances, they would have started paying much later than they were supposed to. So most people are in very different sort of instances. But at the end of the day, the common feature is that what they were supposed to have as their fund credit in their retirement fund is not there.
How on earth does this happen, Mubango?
Sometimes it happens because for some employers, they might genuinely have fallen into financial difficulty, and then they thought, "Let me just sacrifice paying these regulated statutory obligations that I have." And it can be pension funds, it can be UIF in some instances, all sorts of things that they don't pay. That is why you would have heard SARS also saying that if we find that you owe tax, we are going to deduct that from what you claim, because in certain instances, some employers also deduct your pay AYE, but they don't pay it over to SARS. In some instances, it's just employers being non-compliant, and in certain industries, it's really just employers being non-compliant and exploiting the workers. But the reason you see this thing ballooning into such a problem is because pension funds are supposed to and are obliged in terms of the Act to follow up on this outstanding contribution.
Correct.
It's the duty of the board of the fund to make sure that the employer complies. And when the employer does not comply, the board must follow certain steps. They must write to that employer. After a certain period of time, they must report that employer to the police. Mm-hmm. If it needs be, they can take civil litigation against that employer. Or they can even approach our office where the service is free, and we will issue them with an order that is is akin to a high court order that they can enforce against the employer for those outstanding contributions. But in most instances, the funds just sit and do nothing.
Now, you've said you're working around the clock. You were quoted as saying just yesterday you received 76 complaints. And presumably those are not necessarily all from one fund. The thing that's do you have a more or less of a handle of about how big this problem is?
Well, when I referred to that 76 number yesterday, I was not saying that yesterday I received 76. I was saying yesterday I was reviewing 76 complaints so that I can finalize them. Just to give you an indication out of those 76 complaints of yesterday as to the magnitude of the problem. Out of those 76 files that I was reviewing yesterday, 63 had to do with employers not having paid contributions in one way or another. So that is a representation of about 82%. And this is what ties in with our annual report, with our observation, at least over the past 5-6 years that we have been able to clean out our data. It ranges between 80 and 82% of the complaints that we deal with have to do with employers not paying contributions.
Wow. Mubanga, one of the other things that has been quite disturbing is one would like to imagine when we're speaking about non-compliance that perhaps, okay, it's a company like a small company, maybe even a fly-by-night that's doing this, hasn't got good visibility to their revenues, or is necessarily exposed to a very cyclical industry. And yet, we're seeing municipalities amongst the companies that are not actually paying the contributions, government institutions, and you know, security companies, which you would think have got resilience all year round. How does this come to pass, and what is the recourse that a pension fund contributor has in this case?
Well, you are correct to say that this is across the board. I mean, as you indicated, it's municipalities, it's companies in the retail sector, because small, we have metal and engineering sector, transportation sector, bus companies, even bus companies owned by provincial governments fall foul of all these things. So the recourse to you as a member is that in the first place, we require that you complain to your employer or to the fund. And how can you do that? You do that by first requesting what we call a benefit statement. As a pension fund member, every year you are supposed to receive a benefit statement. If you don't get your benefit statement, start asking questions to say, why don't I have my annual benefit statement? If you still don't get joy with the fund, then you are able to approach our office and then we will investigate on your behalf and issue an order for the payment of those outstanding contributions. The reason we prefer that funds do this is because for our office, even if I can see from the complaint that this employer is actually not paying for all 70 employees, I can only deal with the one complaint that is in front of me, of Mr. X. I can't issue an order at the end that says, go and pay for Mr. X and the other 75 employees. So the other people are left in a disadvantageous position. Also, what people don't know or might not be aware of is that pension fund contributions prescribe. So the sooner you get on top of what you are owed and claim, the better, because in most instances, I can say that in a notable number of complaints that we finalize now, complainants are only able to recover a partial claim, and the rest has been taken away by prescription.
So what's the prescription period?
What is prescription?
No, what is if the period? Over what?
3 years. 3 years.
3 years. Okay, just like debt. Okay,
normal,
like debt. I'm with you.
Yeah, it's like debt.
So let's say I've got 3 years or less worth of pension fund contributions that effectively have been described as cost to company when I join the company. I'm seeing it on my salary slip as being deducted on a tax-free basis. I've not only lost out on that, I've lost out on the returns I would have gotten had they been invested. Is there, from the civil or litigation or from the police report or from reporting to yourselves as the adjudicator, is there some clawback for me to get that money back?
Yes. Oh, when we issue an order, we issue that the payment of those contributions also be paid inclusive of fund interest. And sometimes if it's a delay in the payment of a benefit, we will also order that the interest be paid on a punitive sort of rate of interest that is set by the government from time to time. At present, it's 11.25%.
I mean, I get that, but at the same time, you know, let's say I'm 23. And this was supposed to be I was told it was in an aggressive equity fund that returned 40%. Now I'm only going to get 11. Like, there's a lot of pain I'm taking here.
That is where the issue of fund interest comes in, because fund interest is what the fund would have earned, and not necessarily the government rate that I just told you about. Yes. So when we order, we always order with the payment of fund interest.
Got you. Yeah. All right, Mwango, thank you so much. This is so sad to hear. I think we definitely are going to do a bit of a deeper dive into pension funds in general. There's so many stories that are flying around, and it frustrates me that it's amongst municipal funds as well. Administrators that are in strange relationships, you know, large pay increases that are inexplicable. And as you say, benefit statements that are not clear, annual meetings that don't actually clarify what's going on, and taking advantage of the fact that the average worker is as a lay person when it comes to financial business. So I would love to stay in touch to speak a little bit more about this. And
that is true. And I think at the end we can look at this in a positive way, because at least a bit, because usually people would come to our office at claim stage when they are resigning or retiring. Now, at least because of Two-Pot, we will then have an opportunity for more people to get to grips with what is happening and be able to recover while there's still time.
Agreed. Thank you so much for that insight. Pension fund adjudicator Mwango Lukaimane joining us here to help us understand, as she says, the luck that I suppose that we've had in terms of discovering what these issues are. Please check for your benefit statement and follow those instructions that she did give. Approach the adjudicator, go back to your pension fund board, or file a civil or police case.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.